a class 4 felony, resulting in 1 to 3 years in prison. The measure allows for even stricter penalties for aggravating factors. The Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police support the legislation. More at nowdecatur.com.
A slowdown in hiring, a tick up in unemployment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and a report that's just out this morning.
There were fewer new jobs created in April than forecast. The Labor Department says the economy added 175,000 new jobs last month, a five-month low. The unemployment rate rose to 3.9%.
Fox's Ginny Cassola, despite the hiring slowdown, a surge is brewing at the stock market. Dow futures up nearly 500 points. Former President Trump just posted on Truth Social those job numbers are horrible. He'll soon be in court for more testimony at his first criminal trial. He keeps calling a persecution. The day after the jury heard a recording of Trump and lawyer Michael Cohen discussing a payment to Karen McDougal to keep her quiet about alleged affair before the 2016 election.
The former president first told Cohen to pay with cash. Then he tells him to use a check. That's really important because the defense will certainly point out that, you know, a check leaves a record of the transaction, showing in Mr. Trump's mind that there was nothing illegal or wrong about what they say was just a typical and standard non-disclosure agreement with McDougal.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court. The former president's not charged in that payment. He is charged with falsifying records and payments to keep Stormy Daniels quiet about their alleged affair. Yet another pro-Palestinian encampment broken up.
Palestine is almost free!
That's at New York University, where police showed up 3 hours ago in Manhattan.
They're now starting to clear out the encampment here. They've made really quick work of this. The tents are all completely gone. They're now sweeping and collecting all of the items that are there.
Fox Business Network's Madison Allworth at NYU. 56 arrests reported there and at the new school where an encampment was also cleared nearby. The Biden administration is doing more for so-called dreamers. Immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children and shielded from deportation under the Obama-era DACA program. They'll be allowed to enroll in Obamacare next year for health care coverage. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target 4 metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with our feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
A Civil War era abortion law, first enacted in Arizona before it was a state, apparently won't take effect after a recent court ruling set up its reinstatement.
Surrounded by Democratic colleagues, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs signs a repeal of the 1864 law banning nearly all abortions, saying there's more work to do.
Let me be clear. I will do everything in my power to protect our reproductive freedoms, because I trust women to make the decisions that are best for them.
The measure clearing the state House and Senate after weeks of failed attempts to advance it following Arizona Supreme Court ruling to uphold the 160-year-old law, which bars the procedure except to save the life of a mother. The repeal reinstates a 2022 law banning abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Another red state is going to ignore new rules the Biden administration is imposing to protect transgender students.
Passed in 1972, Title IX prohibits sex discrimination in schools and education programs that receive federal funding. The Biden administration recently issued new rules claiming the law also bars discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Arkansas has now joined Texas, Oklahoma, and Alabama, ordering schools to ignore the new regulations.
My message to Joe Biden in the federal government is that we will not comply.
Arkansas's Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who says if the administration tries to cut federal funding to the state, Arkansas will sue. Several states, including Louisiana and Kentucky, already have. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
In the NBA playoffs, the Knicks and Pacers advance to play each other in round two. New York eliminated Philadelphia, beating the 76ers 118-115, while Indiana knocked out Milwaukee, blowing out the Bucks in Game 6, 120-98. In hockey, Toronto beat Boston to force a Game 7 in the NHL playoffs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Making County Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rule King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Thursday, June 7th. Kansas City. Tickets on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
Sure, it's not the easiest topic to discuss with your loved ones, but at Brentlinger & Earl, we can help guide you through the talk of a lifetime and pre-plan for the unexpected. It's a hard topic, but so very important. I'm Brian Mose, director here at Brentlinger & Earl. Pre-planning your funeral arrangements can help relieve the burden on your family during an already difficult time. It ensures that your wishes are carried out exactly as you want them to be, and that your unique life and values are reflected. Just visit BrentlingerAndEarl.com and find out more, or call me directly at 217-875-1283.
Cloudy, sunny, rainy. It's been a little bit of everything this morning.
Yeah, today there's a chance of some showers.
It's like fog now.
Yeah, it looks like it might even be slightly raining. Can't really tell. There's a chance of rain this morning either way. Mostly cloudy at a high of 76. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 55. For Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Mostly sunny, high of 80. And then Sunday, partly sunny, high of 74, and then a chance of some nighttime rain. The current temperature in downtown Decatur, 65 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06. This will get your weather brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. Man, we have had a great show so far. If you missed any of it, those three seniors at MacArthur were so impressive, right? Great Brinkotter home highlight. Topper, all the podcasts available at Nauticator.com. Angela joins us next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at Nauticator.com.
I'd forgotten all about the Kentucky Derby this weekend. Does it feel like there's less hype in and around it this year?
I agree with that. I totally forgot until I listened to that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. This is a big weekend for sports. You know, all the main ones, the playoffs and NBA, we've got Canelo fighting as well. We've got the Kentucky Derby. There's just a lot. So I think it just gets.
But usually,
lost.
But boxing fans will pay attention to boxing. You know, basketball fans will take the Kentucky Derby seem to sort of translate to. I mean, you know, people that are not even sports fans, right? I mean, they're not competing with something else this weekend. They're coming to an event. Like the Kentucky Derby always felt like that to me.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just a sports audience. It was everybody because it's you watch all the build up and then it's like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's probably a product
of sit in front of it for the 2 minutes. And
absolutely.
Then I'd be
done. I think it's a product of we all don't just watch nonstop the network,
I think
whichever
so.
Network it is, to just pepper us with it.
For sure.
And there's not a Seabiscuit or whatever the most recent one.
Seabiscuit was a while ago.
No, but there was the recent one. You know, I don't know that we're in the middle of history like it has been the last 2-3 years. I just forget the name right now.
Okay.
So it'll just be some horses nobody knows about.
But I still think I think that's been most Kentucky Derbies.
Most, but again,
I mean,
with
the
network system with it.
Right. But you also have all these other platforms you think you'd be running into it. It's not like they're only doing it on NBC.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm not running into it on social media or digitally or getting fed into my Apple news feed.
No.
I'm just not seeing anything about it.
Same.
Now, part of that may be, you know, my own algorithm based on, you know, what I'm consuming, and I'm not consuming probably a lot of horse racing, you know, most of the year.
Right.
Yeah, I just feel like it was out there all the time, and you'd get, you know, pop-ups or you'd get notifications. And
the greatest 2 minutes in sports. This is what guys used to describe their sex life.
Oh, man. Okay.
No, I mean, there's the greatest 2 minutes, because it's a whole bunch. They go on the air like for several hours, right?
Yeah.
And you, and I don't even know what it is you do. I mean, if you're into,
you look at the hats.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Uh-huh. Mint juleps.
Mint, yeah.
No, I mean, that's what they do while they're there. I'm saying, what are they doing the whole time they're on TV till they finally let the horses go?
This one's fast. Do you think so? Yeah, I think he's fast.
Do they have pre-races? Surely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's, so I think horses run all day, if I'm not mistaken. So
I just can't imagine being an event just for 2 minutes. You have to have more going on there.
Maybe.
But I don't know.
You know, they run for the roses, all that great history you think about, you know, you can picture all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always pick a black horse.
Do you? Do you put a bet down?
Nope. I just always want a black horse to win. Don't ask me why. I just like the black horses.
There is a horse called Stronghold, that seems to be, one of the top. Stronghold. Yeah. It's a great name.
It is a great name.
I know it's superficial, but I think that's part of the great horses. Almost all of them have great names.
They do.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll pick by that.
Don't you think a lot of people do that?
Is that horse black by chance? Can I?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not looking at a picture. Fierceness. That's a pretty good name.
I like that name.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know that I'll watch it, because it's one of those things that I don't want to watch all the buildup so that I might end up missing the 2 minutes.
Right.
Because I don't know actually when the 2 minutes happen.
Yeah.
But it's 2 minutes. I can watch a YouTube video.
Oh, I feel like it was at 5:25 for the longest time.
Because that makes a lot of sense.
5:35, you know? And and then you sit there at 5:25 waiting, and then 10 minutes later.
This is a sport built for TikTok.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
built for it.
Absolutely. shoot.
There's domestic product is a 30-1 long shot for Saturday. So, you know,
that's not a name that really appeals to me.
Right. I think there is a fine line in naming a boat or a horse. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly what that line is, like too cute to getting it right on.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see the boat names? It's one of my favorite things to do if you go to some place where there's a big marina, is just walk up and down and read the names of the boats.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. And I feel kind of that way about the horses in horse racing. I look through and I go, well, I really like that name. And it has nothing to do with any kind of talent or ability.
Yeah.
I dig it.
So who were the biggest horses?
Secretariat.
Yep.
Seabiscuit, you mentioned.
What was the one that just happened?
This is what I don't understand.
I know,
Why do we remember the ones from decades ago?
They made movies about them and stuff. I read like books, that.
Read the book.
The other was just good at racing. The other is the legendary.
What is that one?
That's an easy one to find. Let me just look this up because I'm not going to remember.
No.
I spent 2 minutes with him.
Right.
It was Man of War, I remember, right? I said biggest horse, and they literally gave me height.
How many hands?
It was a mammoth horse.
Seattle Slough. American Pharaoh was one. Seabiscuit. Let's see. Any others that I recognize in this great War Admiral?
War Admiral was a great one.
Yeah. Citation was another one.
Who are the recent ones, though?
Yeah, that's what we're going to have to do here. Recent. Man, who was the one that just did all
I know.
That? Oh, man.
Secretariat was born in 1970, right? And if you think about American Pharaoh was born in 2012. How old are they when they race? Is it two?
I think two, three.
Yeah. Seabiscuit, 1933. Man of War, 1917. We still know that one. Of course, it wasn't competing with a lot of news back then. when I was a kid, Secretariat was the thing, right? I mean, you know, that was because it was going for the Triple Crown. And, you know, we rarely have that. We've had it a few times in the last 20 years, but not all the time.
And that's when you really tune in, when they win the first one. Yeah, then
when you're literally, when you're turning into the Belmont Stakes, you know you've got a big story.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anywho, good luck to everybody tomorrow. I know there are some parties around. People throw, like, I think it's the hats. I think that's what people, I think that's a female driven thing because you get to wear a hat.
The last Triple Crown winner was Justify in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that
I would never have gotten that name.
But when you say it, now I go back and I can think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then unsuccessful bids, California Chrome came close, Smarty Jones, and then you're going back, you know, War Emblem and beyond that.
Yeah. So we'll see. But sometimes you get a surprise, you know, you get a winner out of the Kentucky Derby, then it starts to build momentum. They win Preakness, and then all of a sudden everybody's paying attention. You think it's what time? 2:30?
It's 5:25.
That rings a bell with me.
Yes.
I'll be hip deep in the F1 race in Miami. Qualifying, sprint race, the whole thing.
It's the month of May.
Is it?
Getting geared
actually,
up for
here
Indy.
It is. The official Kentucky Derby post time is 6:57 p.m. So Eastern
much,
time.
So it's
5:57 p.m.
Okay.
It will be the number 12 race of the 14 race slate.
Right, but they don't show those other races all on TV. No. I mean, the buildup is much like a Martin Brundle F1 kind of thing, or where they start Super Bowl Sunday at 7 a.m. And, you know, it's all about preview.
You think they'll mention any of, like, the odds or the gambling or anything?
You think?
What do you do for 3 hours?
That's going to be the entire.
That's all they do in sports anymore.
And especially horse racing.
Yeah, I find myself and this isn't a judgy, preachy thing. You do whatever you want to do. There's been so much bad activity in this sport. You know, I mean, Bob Baffert can't even come back to the Kentucky Derby, and the drugging and the, in a while you just sort of, I kind of feel like it's not a lot of fun for me to watch somebody whip a horse around a track knowing just what some of the stuff is behind the scenes. Does that sound preachy?
No. And I was it in the last year or so with the whole Bob thing. I mean, where they had to put a lot of horses down because of broken leg. And I'm like, how is this?
They're putting drugs into these animals that they're doing stuff their bodies can't withstand.
Wasn't there one track where they had like three horses go down?
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is going on? It was it's heartbreaking.
Yeah. So I think that is also not maybe consciously, but subconsciously led to having less interest about doing it.
I'm just a huge animal fan.
In Florida, they have these dog tracks. I don't know if you ever been to one of these.
No.
And they chase this stupid fake rabbit thing.
Yeah, I know all about it.
And you always go, dogs are smarter. I mean, there's nothing real looking about the thing. And I went to one time, and it was kind of fun putting bets. I mean, it was like, you know, $10, $5, you know, whatever. But then I just kind of left thinking, I just kind of feel sorry for the dogs.
You don't think they like it? I feel like they'd love it, just running as fast as they
might.
Can, but
they might.
Yeah, I don't know.
That part they probably like. Yeah, everything that leads up to it, probably not so much.
Probably not so much.
I don't know. It's just,
I understand completely.
And that guy was the king of horse racing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
Had that silver hair.
Everybody you know else what I mean? Is like yeah, he's
that's
gone.
The visual you think of when you think about watching the Kentucky Derby, right?
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if he's guilty of it.
And his grandson was always standing
aren't they
by
probably him. All, you know, or at least most?
Probably.
One would think. All right. Angela's in from the YMCA. We are now at that time. Graduation's coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had prom. We're getting into the summers right on the radar screen. Walk somebody off the couch for the first time. Literally the starting point. I would say to me, my first advice before we turn it over to Angela is to go to Fleet Feet and get pair of shoes.
Get the right equipment.
Yep.
Yep. Don't decide 5 minutes before that you're going to go out with a pair of tennis shoes that you've had for 10 years that have no support and not the right clothing, you know.
Yeah, you come home with blisters, but what are you doing next time?
And you're sore because you don't have any support and every joint hurts, hip, knee, ankle, your feet hurt. Odds are you're probably not going to go out and do it anytime soon again. So, definitely get the right equipment.
And you can go down there and get your 3D scan, you know, because it's not just like picking your favorite color. They will literally be able to tell you what brand, what make and model works for you.
And I did that several years ago. I still have it on my phone. And it's funny. when I went in there, the lady told me exactly the two brands that she would recommend and the one that she wouldn't. And I'd already figured out in my head the one that I probably didn't need to wear. And so that scan is spot on. And the ones that they recommended were the ones that I was kind of gravitating to. But, well, one of them was, and then the other one was a different one. But, I mean, it is spot on, and it does work. I mean, you can think that you can't run because something hurts, but most likely it's because you're not in the right shoe.
And
you get in the right shoe, and you're like, oh,
I know, but if you start in the right shoe, you may not even aware of the benefit you're getting because you don't feel the uncomfortable stuff. Now, isn't the most important thing is just to not how far, how long, just get moving.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, if you want, you can put in your head, hey, I'm going to do a there and back walk. I'm going to walk for 5 minutes there and then turn around and walk 5 minutes back. Or maybe you have a destination walk and then somebody picks you up. I mean, and I also really recommend motivational music. Music is so great. It does motivate you. Or maybe you're a podcast or a book person.
Lindsay likes to do that.
Yeah.
And that's
find it.
Cause that makes the time go by faster and you're not just thinking about, oh, I'm tired. You're engaged. Your brain's engaged.
Exactly. And I mean, of course, I'm going to say, hey, come to the Y, walk on a treadmill, do something there. But to get outside and to enjoy everything that's outside, and you have so many different places you can walk.
We have great trails.
It's just awesome.
We have great trails.
Yeah. But, you know, when it's not nice, you come into the Y.
Yep.
And, you
but
know,
sometimes you got to start this thing before
Absolutely.
You're ready to go join Absolutely. A gym or have a membership. You know, people don't want to go in and start someplace and look silly. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, whether that's true or not in their minds,
sure.
I mean, we're human beings.
Yeah.
So you kind of, it's almost like, and I've had this thought in my life. Well, I need to get a head start before I go to where everybody is.
I think that's fair.
Right? I don't want to go in completely cold.
Mm-hmm. I think there's many like that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of anxiety that is just around that first step.
And you sometimes would rather do the anxiety by yourself with no one looking on. And we have like, I mean, you know, right in our backyard, I mean, we have like literally two different trail systems to take part in. One's a little harder than the other, and the other one's got, you know, different loops, which you can do different distances. But we've told you before many times, the Japanese refer to it as nature bathing, I believe is the translation, that there is also something about being out in and amongst trees. Now, you want to do this quick because the cicadas are coming. And that's why you want to be ready to go to the Y, because you're not going to want anything to do with nature at the end of this month.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that all plays out.
Well, you're going to see it. You're going to
hear
it.
I hear them a lot.
Oh.
But I know it'll be pretty loud.
Yeah, but it will only last a while, and you'll have the rest of the summer to get back out into nature.
And, you know, find a friend, too. Phone a friend. Find a friend. Sometimes, you know.
That takes the place of the audio, because you can talk.
Yeah, and hold yourself accountable. You know, put it on your calendar. Say, these are the days I'm going to... But be realistic. Please be realistic.
And stretch.
Yeah.
Before and after.
And good fuel.
Yep. Okay.
Fuel yourself.
I don't want to make it too difficult. You can't have like a...
Let's just go... Yeah, let's just make sure you're hydrated.
Next
let's just
step.
Do that.
Yes, take water with you. Right?
If you have any questions, give me a call.
Yes, absolutely. So we're... Lindsay's in the process of... getting back into the routine.
The
so she's doing her 4 days a week at the Y. And, you know, it's amazing because we're now going through the conversations we went through, you know, 10 years ago, you know, about, you know, being patient, not having unrealistic expectations and having reasonable goals.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to set a goal that's not reasonable, because all you're going to do is be disappointed when you don't make it and feel like a failure. And then it's even that much harder to go back the next week.
And and then that's all you think about. And you're like, well, I didn't do that, so I'm going to take the day off. Or, well, I didn't feel it. And then it snowballs.
Yep. And then I know that, and this is all her personal stuff. It's not my story to tell, but, you know, she made a goal of, you know, for some weight loss and some cardio and all that. But don't get too obsessed with the scale. I will tell you that because, you know, I mean, if you say something like, I want to lose a pound a week, I mean, I think that's a reasonable thing that people very could sort reasonable. Of put out there. But you're also going to fluctuate. You can mm-hmm. weigh yourself three times a day and there's 1, 2, 3 pounds difference depending on what time of the day it is. So don't get that hung up.
Yeah, I think the scale can be very detrimental to many people.
Now, I did that with the technology, not all of it, mm-hmm. but some of it. Mm-hmm. I quit tracking my sleep because I thought, well, if I feel like crap, but this thing's telling me I got good sleep or vice versa, I'm spending too much time on this. I'm just going to gauge on how I feel.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm.
I know you're. I
got nothing.
I got rid of one device.
You got rid of, that's huge. That is like huge.
It is because I got obsessive about like, you know, this thing telling me I'm okay rather than just how I feel.
Exactly. And sometimes that obsession can be, like I said, detrimental to your health.
And I didn't even know it until I mean, and then now I've got more awareness about it. Now I like being able to look at my heart rate and I like being able to look at, you know, how long it takes my heart rate to come down and indicators about whether, you know, how far along you are into being in shape.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I think people who are, excessively plugged in can sometimes, feel guilty if they don't make a goal or if something doesn't go right. And then
every morning when I drive in. And I am one of seven people awake in this entire community. My watch is telling me, get moving.
Yeah.
I'm like, I am moving.
Yeah.
I'm in the car. What do you want me to do?
And I mean, and that guilt can be very hard on people where they're like, well, I failed today. That's how they see it. And then they just, it spirals.
I would say to you, there are upsides to it as well. You know, a Fitbit or, you know, if you don't want to go like the whole watch way, you can get those pretty affordable. And it does give you a little reward for getting your steps and, you know, by the hour and there's reminders to kind of, and sometimes at the beginning, that stuff's good because it's, you're not conditioned to be fully in it yet. And it's not sort of muscle memory and a little thing. Oh, I could walk down to, you know, up and down the hall a couple of times.
Absolutely. And remember, it's good to have rest days.
Yes, and cheat days.
You must have rest days.
And cheat days.
Yeah. I never call them cheat days.
Well, I meant meaning that it's okay.
It's okay to have
a pizza.
Ice
cream.
Yeah, of course it is.
You just can't do it all
every
the
day,
time.
All day. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to get started, you can stop in at the Y anytime you want, and they'll absolutely. Give you a tour. They'll talk to you about it. I highly recommend the personal training right at the beginning at the most because so much of that, and there's all new equipment. It's kind of alien to you. Mm-hmm. How do I get a routine? Mm-hmm. You know, how many, you know, what should I do? You know, how many times a week? I think when you've got that personal Sherpa that's sort of like giving you some, you know, realistic advice and guidance, that can help set your path moving forward and can be the difference in you kind of giving up because you don't really know whether you're doing the right thing or not.
Right. And, you know, we'll look at your goals and what your expectations are. And, you know, maybe it's a short term thing and maybe it's a longer term thing.
Well, the truth is, when you get into this, you'll find that you have all the above. You're going to have short term goals.
Absolutely.
You're going to have midterm goals. You're going to have long term goals.
Right. And do you want to work with a trainer just on a short term basis and then come back
you're going to spend a little bit of money. But what else? I mean, you're investing in you and your health. Mm-hmm. You know, if you could do a trainer for 8 weeks, 12 weeks, I mean, enough to where you are then in a groove and comfortable and mm-hmm. routine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all of my clients I've had for years, and it is an accountability thing for them. And to see their progress is very fulfilling.
And that is also something that if you're a busy person, right, mm-hmm. I will find a way to blow it off. But if Angela is waiting for me, then it is a different thing in your head. And I know that sounds silly, but it's a thing.
It's true. And people will tell me that. I know if I
won't disrespect you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think you're thinking about this kind of thing when you're thinking about getting off the couch. And I'm just trying to give you tips that work, particularly if you're busy or you've got hectic schedules. And that's what's great about the Y. You can go anytime at all. But that trainer thing, the right shoes, the right equipment, having a plan, a reasonable plan, and not beating yourself up.
Exactly. And trust me, if you are a first-time gym or if you're just getting back into it, all of the trainers take that into account.
Yep. And it's a whole new world, technology, yeah, machines, everything. And it's okay. I look at this stuff and I'm like, I have no idea how that contraption works.
Right.
Please show me.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break for bottom of the hour. We'll do show and tell. Angela's in from the YMCA, our final half hour of the week. We'll be back after news. Stay tuned.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Devon has announced country star Lauren Elena will take the stage on September 12th. This will be the annual 95Q Fan Appreciation Concert with WDZQ-FM. The show will be in the Devon season ticket package. Tickets go on sale Monday morning at 10. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity has launched $30 million in funding for the Rebuild Illinois Downtowns and Main Streets Capital and Research in Illinois to Spur Economic Recovery programs. These are designed to revitalize commercial corridors and downtown areas throughout the state. Officials say the goal is to drive investment in infrastructure and public amenities that will invite more people back into Main Street districts and local city centers. In other news, it's Friday. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, check out our website anytime. You can find us online at nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. But many of those chanting are not. NYPD invited to clear out a campus Gaza protest at NYU, with police buses ready for arrests, and then moved on to clear out another Gaza protest camp at the new school, more than 50 arrested. A day after President Biden said peaceful protest is protected, but violence, threats, and intimidation are not peaceful protest, as this student at UNC Chapel Hill, Haley, tells Fox.
I definitely got water thrown at me and sprayed at me. I know a couple kids had rocks and sticks thrown at them. One of my friends got hit with a water bottle and had like a gash under his eye.
Former President Trump back to court in New York after complaining the judge's gag order means he can't even testify at his own trial. Jobs added in April, just 175,000 fewer than expected. Markets cheering, hoping it leads the Fed to begin cutting interest rates by September. America's listening to Fox News.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. From feed to fencing supplies, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like 6-foot studded T-posts with anchor plates, 2 for $9. Select Milwaukee tape measures or utility knife sets, $14.99. And select Zareba 5-mile solar or 75-mile AC powered fence controllers, $179.99. Rewards members save an extra $20. We get you what you need because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
A little bit of a mixed bag here today. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got a chance of morning showers, mostly cloudy, high of 76. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 55. For Saturday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and a high of 80. Then Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 74 and a chance of late rain. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 65 degrees. Your WSOI time is 8:33.
To Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Friday morning. Hope you're having a great start to your day. I got to tell you, we got our show and tell. I have no idea what's coming from Angela because it's in like on hangers in a hefty bag.
It is.
Mine, however, is just tiny. I don't know what Nick has to say.
I got a bag.
You got a bag?
I got a United Way tote bag.
Well, United Way tote bag. See, it comes in all sizes. It's just like life. but I wanted to start today with mine simply because I wanted to share the story, which is connected to this. I saw this a little earlier. I just saw the headline flash on the TV, and so I looked up the Associated Press story. WNBA games, as of Wednesday of this week, ticket sales were up 93% over last year.
Good grief.
A little surprised. I would have guessed over 100, but.
Oh, maybe. I mean, 100 wouldn't have surprised
me. I'm being silly. I knew it was going to be astronomical.
Though. But here's the great thing. It's not just the Indiana Fever, right? So the Las Vegas Aces, and they did something, and they announced something interesting today too. There's a couple of communities that are doing this. They are moving their games against Indiana to larger venues to sell more tickets.
That's correct.
So they have a 12,000 seat venue that the Aces, the Las Vegas Aces play in. They're moving it to an 18,000 seat venue because Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever will be coming to town. And it was at Los Angeles, a couple of bigger markets that have more, obviously, stadiums.
That's right.
Or arenas. But there are six Aces season tickets left for those 20 home games.
Six?
Six tickets.
I bet they're gone already.
Right, probably by the time this is reported. That's a $906 purchase.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. For 20 games. I mean, they don't play near the amount of games. Mm-hmm. And then the New York Liberty. And then if you look at the Indiana Fever, overall, they are the top trending team on StubHub. And there's just been unbelievable movement. But if you have any doubt about any debate, and I'm not talking about talent or who's the GOAT, this is it. This is your scientific data that will prove that this has not been exaggerated in the least bit.
ESPN ran a women's basketball game commercial during the NFL draft.
I'm sorry. I blank completely.
NFL Say that draft, to me again. They ran a WNBA basketball game, just a standard game.
Yep.
Commercial during the NFL draft round one primetime.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
Right. So, once again, like we were having the conversation earlier, probably not fair to everybody that's played the game. I mean, you know, but it's progress. Mm-hmm. And it's progress. If you lean into it, it's good for everyone. Yeah. You don't need to go, oh, we didn't get enough attention. Yeah, that's probably an accurate statement.
It for sure is accurate.
But there's, you can't do anything about that.
Nope. Just pay attention now.
Yeah.
Lean in, help lift.
And then maybe the more you pay attention now, the more you appreciate the history, right? I mean, all that is, it's not either or.
That's right.
But so many people in life want to make it either or. Just lean in. I'm telling you, the only thing in sports that I can compare this to, right, is Tiger Woods. Because it was a sport that had an audience that, but it wasn't broad. And Tiger Woods brought a whole new audience, generation, kids and kids and kids. All these kids are playing today, Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy. Their hero was Tiger Woods as kids.
I don't play the game, but I certainly did tune into it knowing that he was going to play.
You could probably put Messi in there.
Oh, sure. Globally. I was thinking more just like.
I mean, no, the United States Major League Soccer.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's probably accurate. I still don't think of the MLS in my head as sort of when we're talking about the major tours, and I should. I think that is right. But he's coming in at the tail end of his career. Mm-hmm. Caitlin and Tiger are coming in as we've got the whole future of our career, right? I don't know how.
It's different in that way.
Well, sure. I'm saying you have more years to build the sport.
Yeah.
And then the interest that then expanded from her was, oh my God, this girl from Brazil's got a great story. And oh yeah, this is, oh, and look at Chicago got two of them and Pat's going to DJ. Mm-hmm. I think it translates across the board. If you just look at anything, just Google this and you'll find this in a million places, what the average PGA Tour purse was pre-1996 and what it was 10 years after Tiger Woods. And you will not even believe the numbers. How much it increased. And that was for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So don't boo-hoo this. There's nothing but upside.
Right. It's huge.
The floor level seat for the Fever's preseason road game against Dallas is $791.
I believe it.
That's a preseason game on the road.
That's the only looksy-loo you'll get.
Think about that. That is good. That lifts all boats. Most importantly, at this preseason game, Dallas boats. Because the Fever aren't getting any of that.
Yeah, now you got all these cities that want their own teams and stuff, and they plan to expand.
Yeah. Did you see Indianapolis is making a bid for an MLS team?
Yeah, good. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I don't know what that process looks like, you know?
St. Louis is crushing it.
Right. And I feel like St. Louis is accessible to me more than Chicago, but for some reason, Indianapolis feels even more.
Oh, it's super. Yeah, it's super.
I don't know why.
More accessible.
It's less big city feel, I guess. And I don't ever really feel like St. Louis is big city feel.
No.
But I don't know. But having choice, right, I would be great.
Yeah.
Because it's one more chance to see Messi, or it's one more chance to see, you know, that kind of thing.
That's great.
But I don't know. I have no idea where they are in the process. I just saw a story about their mayor announcing that they were making a bid for an MLS franchise. All right. So my show and tell today.
All right.
So every once in a while, you're fortunate in that colors and uniforms and everything else line up with collectibles, whether it's driver numbers, you know, or you know, Nick and I have been into the minutiae of this stuff before. But this is literally, they have the Topps product where they do Bowman U, which is the college basketball stuff. And then they have a very expensive product on top of that that's called Best Of. And it's not regularly available because the buy a box is several hundred dollars. And so the cards then become even more valuable because there's fewer of them. So this is the refractor of Caitlin Clark, which is number 4 out of 50, which means 50 of these cards exist. But the good thing is the 50 and under cards are gold. So you get the gold and black that matches just because it happens to be Iowa's colors.
Nice.
Yeah, right? Cool.
Yeah, that's great. It's a good low number. It's not a jersey number, but
no,
low is good.
But see, I'd rather have this than pay 10 times as much for number 22 out of 50.
For sure, yeah.
Although that is a thing, and if you can get that, that's really great. Mm-hmm. So this was her 2022-2023 game, one of her 40-point triple doubles in recognition of that. And it's got a great picture. It sort of captures her essence of, you know, yelling at something.
Yeah, sounds like her.
And then this one is a special art. This stuff is hit and miss, and you just do this because you like it or not. But there's a guy who I've shown you before, the artwork, and they do their own specialized cards. And this is literally... it's called Generation Next. It's out of New York City, and they design cards. And this is in honor of her, point scored, the thing. And this is number 6 out of only 24 of these that are created. And it's got sort of a really cool look to it.
Love that.
We can do it without showing you Iowa.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the trade.
That's right. Gotcha. Black jersey, no real numbers.
Huh?
Just a little yellow piping.
Arms are in front of it. Yeah. Very strategic.
Love it.
All right. So those are just in the news of Caitlin Clark. And all the draft stuff is coming. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
I went and did all of them.
Nice. The NFL or the WNBA?
The WNBA. I would tell you if I was segueing hard back into men's football there.
You said the draft and my brain just switched. Because that has always been the draft, but I did watch the WNBA draft.
I did too, and I wanted a momentum of that, and the Panini thing has the individual, I think the top 8 picks.
Oh, nice.
They all have their own card.
I should have ordered that. Well, I guess I could probably get it on the secondary, but man, that's really cool.
All right, so there you have it. Angela?
Okay.
What's in the bag?
Okay. So, I know you guys give a lot of time to the wonderful program known as FFA.
Yes. Uh-oh. Corduroy. I see corduroy.
So we have a little history in the family. I don't have my dad's jacket. It's at his house.
Okay.
But he did not go to Maroa Forsyth. He went to Bushnell Prairie City.
And where is that?
So that is just a slight bit north and east of Macomb in West Central Illinois.
Gotcha.
And he was an FFA. And... So my husband was also an FFA. So this is his jacket.
Okay.
From Maroa Forsyth.
Uh-huh.
With his pin and what he was and the year that he was. So he was a vice president, and then they put the year. And then he's got his FFA pin, and I don't know. This must be something for the vice president. I didn't really talk to him about it. I just took the jacket.
So you know what? What's amazing to me is that whatever you see these – sometimes they're a little darker blue. Sometimes there's, you know, maybe a little different.
Not much
though. That's the history of this. Paul Osborne still has his.
Yeah.
Nicole Bateman still has hers.
And so this This is my son's.
Yeah.
And, you know, I gave a little shout out to my daughter last time, so I'm giving a shout out to my son. He was historian in 17 and 18. He's got his FFA pin.
What's the ribbon?
So I'm glad you asked.
Yes.
He got a state degree.
Okay.
So the state degree holder is, you know, you have to do a lot of work to get that, and not everybody does it. And
right.
He was one, I think, of maybe two in his class that did that. So
that's amazing. We just had literally one of our seniors from MacArthur that's graduating is an FFA member, and talked just endlessly about the leadership skills she's developing and all that.
I mean, getting the state award is a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to the national convention, and it's just... it's huge.
Now, there's a little different. There's a little orangier on the one.
Yeah, the yellow's a little different. And they, one of them says vocational education. One says agricultural education. The logos slightly look like they might be different. The script where the name is on the
but
chest.
But it's pretty much.
It's the same recipe.
Yep.
I would tell you legitimately, people don't notice this. The NFL logo has been like 10 different things, but they all feel exactly the same. These jackets are that.
Yeah.
Just variations.
It's a brand.
The same.
Yeah. It's a brand.
And I don't know if this is a tradition at every high school, but you know, the seniors, when they do the banquet at the end of the school year, Merle Forsyth has a white picket fence and all the seniors take off their jacket and hanging on that fence.
There you go.
It's so cool. And they do that every year. And maybe they all do that, but that it's just kind of like, oh,
who's Cardi B's husband or was, or I don't know where that
is. One of the Migos, right?
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
Is it Offset?
Yeah, it is Offset.
Yeah.
I was watching this show on, I don't remember what, Apple or something. And he was wearing one of those jackets as a fashion piece.
Isn't that crazy? I mean,
they're
never going to
wear one of the biggest like hip hop stars out there. Like literally that was, I promise you, he was not an FFA, but it was a fashion choice.
Yeah, I believe it.
So I don't have dad's jacket, but
it's there.
Yeah. But on my charm bracelet, I have his FFA pin.
That's cool. Do they still fit the jackets?
No. No, this one probably too big. This one definitely too small.
There you go.
So this one would fit me.
I wonder what the percentage of kept, like I'll bet you it's a super high number of former FFA students that still have those jackets.
Oh, they're just
because that's your culmination. That's the whole thing. I'd think so. It's like keeping a jersey.
Like I don't think I have a single thing in my life from high school.
I have stuff. It's a big deal. I mean, obviously it translated into both of what they're going, you know, what my husband's done for his career and what my son is intending to do for his career. So, I will never get rid of these.
No, I think that everyone I talk to, the first thing they say is I still have my jacket.
Do most of them treat that as, hey, I'm going to an FFA event, let me put on my jacket? Or is that, hey, we're going out Friday to the movies, let me grab my jacket?
You mean in high school?
Yeah.
No, I think it's
at
probably
the FFA convention, every single one of them
but,
is wearing
but it's
their
not
jacket.
Their, it's no. not their jacket, no. not their everyday jacket.
No, oh, okay. No. And I don't know.
Because football, like the Letterman jacket's your everyday jacket.
Quite honestly, I don't know if there's some kind of rule.
Maybe.
I think it's an official capacity thing.
It is your uniform.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure.
And that's everybody in Royal Force is fighting for those gold jackets.
Yeah.
That never change either. That look, right?
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break. Come back. We'll get Nick's United Way tote bag out and find out what's in there. Back after the marquee break. Stay tuned.
State Bank. We have a lot more than money invested in this community. We've invested our time, our interest, our heritage. This is Todd Jeffers, President and CEO, and the fifth generation of the Scott Banking family. Our roots run deep in Central Illinois, and we've been dedicated to this community since 1887. I invite you to check out all the benefits a locally owned community bank can offer you and your business. Being local is a key to our success, and we want to be your community bank. At Scott State Bank, we are customer-focused, community-driven, committed to you, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hi. Hi, JR from Speed Lube here again, reminding all of our clients how much we appreciate you and the services we provide that others may not. Here at Speed Lube, you have the choice to stay in your vehicle or wait in our lobby while we perform the service for you. Our full service includes a multi-point inspection that entails checking differential and transfer case fluids, along with all the other vital fluids underneath the hood. We also vacuum the floorboards, wash the exterior windows, and correct your tire inflation. All of this while providing a premium Pennzoil product. Thank you, Decatur and surrounding areas, for your 43 plus years of patronage. We look forward to seeing you again.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
The Macon County Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rural King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Thursday, June 7th.
Can't see what that woman's been doing to me.
Tickets on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
As we move to our end of the week, really excited. I'll be fully engaged in the Miami Grand Prix this week. And if you really want a chance to dip your toe in the F1 waters, this is a week to do it because you don't got to have to get up at 2 a.m. to see the race in China.
I'm hoping you'll see a blue Ferrari.
Well, red, blue.
There's blue on it.
There's blue on it.
Yeah.
That it's got nothing to do with America.
No.
I think everybody thought, oh, they're going red, white, and blue. No, that's a whole other thing. They got their own history. Believe it or not, folks, things existed before we did. But you'll get a chance to see it in a really cool area. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's some on today, some on tomorrow, some on Sunday. And I think the race is something like 2:30 Sunday afternoon on ABC. They move it to the big network because it's in prime time.
Yeah.
And so you can do it. I got my Fernando Alonso shirt on today.
Awesome.
I am rooting for the Spaniard to have a great, you know, just signed a new deal, and with all this stuff that's up in the air, I love the fact that this old dude is still out there teaching these kids new things.
Love it. He's a star and a lot of fun for the sport.
And funny and a character. And his radio is the best to listen into because it's the most colorful. It's the most descriptive. And I love after the races, you know, he'll go, this is my 377th race. I know what I'm doing. So anyway, check it out if you are interested. It's a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of celebrities. And the build up to the race I like with F1. Martin Brundle, whoever taking a stroll down the paddock when all the celebrities are out there before the race starts. It's fun.
There's one other thing that I think is really fun during that walk. What they do is they have all the cars out there on the grid. And their teams are around it, making last adjustments, putting the tires on the blankets under, on top of tires. Celebrities get a chance to come down, their sponsors and all that. One thing I like to look for is watching the other teams try to get a side eye of the other car. Just see what kind of intakes they have over there. What's going on? And that's always fun because they try to play it off most times.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you get somebody like Lewis Hamilton or like that.
Who just stand there
just stand
flat
there and
out.
Look at, I'm gawking at this and I'm studying.
Yeah. Aston Martin got a supposedly a major upgrade, you know, for this race. So I'll be looking for that with Fernando.
Yeah.
And I'm so torn because I have picked two guys, not out of choice, just Drive to Survive and two stories that I fell in love with over the years. And that was Fernando Alonso coming back, you know, world champion, and Sergio Perez, who probably will be out at Red Bull at the end of this year. And I don't know out of F1. I certainly, there's like 12 drivers that are out of contract.
Not due to ability. It just, maybe that's how the music.
But I got to believe if somebody's choosing between, you know, Kevin Magnussen and Sergio Perez, there's a job for Sergio Perez.
Yeah.
So anyway, but that's how I landed. And, you know, that was just based on, and they're diametrically opposed personalities, right? But that's who I root for. And then so I kind of root against Max and against Lance, but I root for their teammates.
Right. That's how it happens.
I know. All right, what's in the bag?
Well, we were talking about Major League Soccer earlier, and we were talking about sporting and going to sporting events. And one thing I like to do is if at football games, we go into the team store and they might have an enamel pin that was made for the game. Like, hey, Falcons versus Panthers, you know, September 1st, here's the date and all that. And we like to collect those and commemorate the things that we do. Well, down in St. Louis for the new soccer team for STL City, I thought this would be kind of informative. The very first game they had, their giveaway was this little like banner. It's a little hanging banner and it says the inaugural home match, St. Louis City SC versus Charlotte FC. It has the dates at City Park, St. Louis, Missouri. It's got these little tassels and this was the thing that commemorated the actual day.
Now that's a very European thing.
Yeah, very European, way different than what they do in football, baseball, what have you. Then the thing that you'd buy that commemorates the day, they have these like game scarves that you want.
Oh yeah.
You know, and they will say who the opponent was. It might say the date of the game. It might say anything like that. Inaugural home match. This one happens to say. So I was like, all right, that was year one, game one, yada, yada. And then I wanted to juxtapose and contrast it. Well, what happened in 2024 in year two? So they got the banner again, but they realized we got to make this thing a little better. It's hand stitched. It's rigid. It's thick. It's meant to kind of last the test of time.
Live and learn.
And then, but what did not change, guys, is the scarf. It is like we've nailed that year one. You know what to do. Just get their design a little different.
That will be the fundamental piece of sports fandom in any soccer stadium, at any match, at any given time.
Correct.
The scarves.
Yeah.
You go into a Nike store in Brazil, or you go into a Nike store in Italy or Germany, and there will be dozens and dozens of those scarves for every single team.
Every colorway, commemorating the date, sponsor.
Jerseys are popular, but that is the most popular accessory to what they call football.
And this football home fans. Opener, that scarf came in real handy because it dropped below freezing.
Right.
You know, so it was useful. Well,
I think it probably came out of function if you think about where a lot of this stuff is played. Not that it gets cold in Brazil, but you know what I mean.
Exactly right.
So it's those little things like that. When you pulled that banner, the hanging banner, I mean, that looks right on message to me, but yet most American sports fans go, what the hell is this?
Right. And I thought it was neat. And it's like, how am I going to keep this unwrinkled? What am I going to do throughout the night? And it's like, then year two, they went and just upped it. And it's like, wow, cool. I think I'll make it a point to be at the opener every year and try to
take home your thing, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like, I don't think they'd get bobbleheads.
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe they do. I don't know. But the scarves are a big deal.
Yeah, they are. They're like $35 just for price point reference, which is not for a scarf, it's high, but for a collectible made for the game for the day,
I don't even think it's high for a scarf.
I mean, how many t-shirts do you need, right?
I guess I'm not in the market for scarves.
I was gonna say, last time you bought a scarf outside of, you know, St. Louis?
I don't think I've ever bought one. And if I did, it was like $7 at Walmart.
Yeah.
Solid color. Probably came with hat and gloves.
I'm not even going to embarrass myself here. I'm just going to let that go.
Yeah. I was thinking when I said that out loud, I'm like, we probably have two different definitions of scarves.
Yeah. John Barbados scarf's about $149.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. So you said $35. I'm like, that's a heck of a deal compared to what's in the gift shop for most of these places.
That's pretty funny.
See, we're all coming at it from our own perspective. I'm going to make a point to go to a game in St. Louis.
Oh, please do.
I really am. And I'm excited about that. I now watch it on the weekends. Mm-hmm. I watch it on Peacock. I am a fan.
Yeah.
And I still don't understand all of the ins and outs of the game, but I still don't, to be honest with you, understand some of the stuff that happens in an NFL game and I don't think the referees or the players do either.
Not all the time.
But welcome to Wrexham is back. I will just tell you, if you've not been on this ride, if you have Hulu, you can go back and watch it from the beginning. It is one of the best things on TV. It's all real. It's not scripted. And season 3 just landed, the first 2 episodes last night on FX and now on Hulu. But it is the best feel-good story since Ted Lasso, except this is real.
Real. Yep.
Watch it.
Love it.
All right. Angela, have a great weekend.
You as well.
And we'll see you next week. That's it for us. We've had a big show all week. Lots of great guests. You can check out the podcast at nowdecatur.com. You can follow us throughout the weekend. Don't forget our Brink Otter Home Highlight. We got that $25 gift card.
Notorious Meats
giving away that today. So make sure you check it out. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
WSOY Decatur and W277 DB Decatur. WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Just a reminder that starting Monday, County Highway 1 or Brush College Road will be closed for railroad crossing repairs. Brush College will be closed just north of the entrance to ADM Gate 6 to south of Rays Bridge Road. The closure will continue until next Friday. Illinois students could get a chance to take part in periodic relaxation activities, including meditation, 20 minutes a week under a bill in Springfield. For the most part, school districts are remaining neutral on this bill because it's a suggestion, not a mandate. Some opponents say it falls too close to religious practice. Others argue schools should focus on getting proficiency rates up. The measure has cleared a committee and could come up for a vote in the House before potentially advancing to the governor's desk. How about checking out our website for more stories, podcasts, and videos? It's not a mandate, but it's a suggestion. A good one, we think, are on